Blog Talk Radio.
Happy birthday. Yeah. We want to dedicate this song to everyone who has a birthday today. And that means you, and you, and you, and you. Because having a birthday is a special occasion. And we hope you have a happy celebration and a many, many more to come.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
on Tribe, her family channel, celebrating Daisy Brown's birthday. Tribe Family Channel invites your participation in celebrating Daisy Brown, former manager of the Shy Lights. She got her start through David Russin, rest in peace, was babysat by Eddie Kendricks, rest in paradise, has managed the stylistics, and is loved by many in the business. She ran operations in the background, and we want her to have her roses while we can. Now, many of you know her as the Queen of Diamonds, the General. I heard a bird say that. But you know what? Me and the Queen of Diamonds, we got that mother-daughter thing going on. Now, I see her coming down the red carpet, so y'all hold on now.
Means only that she's growing old. T is for the tears she shed to raise me. H is for a heart as pure as gold. E is her eyes that shines with gladness. R is right, and right she'll always be. Put them all together, and they spell mother, mother, a word that means the world to me. This song is dedicated to all the mothers all over the world. Give a listen.
Mother. Thank you.
love you.
Ladies and gentlemen, Daisy Brown is an honorably discharged veteran of the U.S. Army Reserve, in which she served from 1976 to 1983. She worked in the accounting office and later transferred to become the chaplain's assistant until she was discharged. When not serving in the Army Reserve, Daisy worked full-time as a legal secretary and medical office manager slash transcriptionist. She retired in 2015 after having worked since 1969 with several successful firms. Prior to entering the workforce, Daisy attended Morgan State University, where she majored in home economics. In 1971, she became a part of the Shy Lights organization and served in several capacities, including road manager. She met and managed many artists thereafter, including Archie Bell. The legendary Brooklyn All-Stars recorded songs penned by Daisy, including the ever so popular You Were There, Mother. In 2004, she became a life member of Associates of the Vietnam Veterans. She joined TRIA, the Enlisted Association Chapter 9, in 2012 and has served as its secretary since joining. She currently produces soul school music with Marshall Thompson, the last man standing of the Shy Lights, and continues traveling the world when they go on the road. She is the road manager, she is the artist manager to Mr. Clyde Anthony. He has wrote for many, toured with many, including Archie Bell and the Drells. She is also the executive producer and host of Called to Serve Military Radio Show. In her spare time, she enjoys sewing, arts and crafts, writing poetry, cooking, photography, and videography. In June 2019, Daisy joined the American Legion's Post 285 to serve as its secretary. She was also appointed secretary to the Senior Citizens League in September 2019. She looks forward to many years of dedicated service and is anticipating the drop of her artist Clyde Anthony's album this year. And here she comes, sashaying up the stairs, Ms. Daisy, Queen of Diamonds Brown. Welcome. Happy birthday. How are you? And I'm going to open the lines and let everybody in this party as soon as we receive you. Hello, Queen of Diamonds. Hello, Queen of Diamonds. Your line is open, but I can't hear you. All right, well, let me open up some phone lines, and we're going to prayerfully get Queen of Diamonds to call back in. But, in fact, let's allow her to call back in first. We're going to hear a song from her artist while we wait.
That was until I kissed you. when he got beat down, girl. So, why don't you do me that again? Till I say sure you're right.
Girl, you know.
Of Diamonds Brown. Happy birthday, Mama D. How are you?
Fine. Thank you, sweetie. I heard that introduction and I think my phone got excited. I don't know what happened.
Hey, but that's okay because we're here live on Tribe and ready to partay. And you know what? That artist of yours, Clive Anthony, whoo, that song is hitting. But you know what? You got so many people waiting to talk to you. So how do you feel?
I feel blessed. I feel great. I feel I'm honored. I'm thanking God for every moment that I have here, and I'm thanking him for all the people who I've come into contact with through my lifetime, who've been a blessing to me, or I've been a blessing to them.
Well, amen, amen, amen. And I had to play your song that you so eloquently composed, You Were Their Mother. And those words are the bee's knees. They're sweet. They're everything. And the Brooklyn All-Stars did you justice.
Yeah, did well, that was justice. For my mother. I loved it dearly. And she's looking down at us now and smiling. So.
Well, yes, she is. Yes, she is. But, you know, we have some more family that's surrounding you that's in the house. We're going to open up the phone line, so get ready. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. Well, hang on, family. Here we go. We're going to come to a family member right after this. We're family up in here, so I tell me, channel. Gwen Mix is in the building. What's happening, guys? Gwen Nix, are you on the line?
I'm here. Happy Friday, everyone, and happy birthday.
Hi, baby.
How are you? I did a triple shift from 4 a.m. I'm tired, but happy birthday, Undie. Wishing
you
blessings and many more. Spoke to you earlier, and we started from yesterday, so I said happy birthday all week.
Yes.
You know, when I celebrate,
yes.
Celebrate. So, it's about celebration, happiness, and
yes,
living
thank
life
you,
and
sweetie.
Smiling. So happy birthday to you again, and wish you many, many blessings in the future, and just live life in love.
That's right. Thank you so much, baby, and you know I love you too.
Ain't no stopping us now.
Hey, we're all through. Hey, but wait a minute now. It's a family affair, and I think I got all of my sisters with me. 443, area code. Come on in here. You know who you are. 443, area code. Your line is open.
Is that me?
That might be you.
Hi, Beverly. This is Bridget, Daisy's cousin. Happy birthday, girl.
I think that is you.
That is me.
Hi, girl. Hi, sweetie.
I was waiting to hear the last four digits, not the area code. How y'all doing? Happy birthday, cousin. You know we're supposed to be out on the road somewhere.
Yeah, well, I'm getting ready.
We got to get this thing moving.
Have a speedy recovery to you, because I know you just had a procedure, and I'm praying that God will heal that really soon so we can go do what we have to do.
Oh, I'm ready.
All right.
I'm ready.
Did somebody
I'm ready.
Say cruise?
You got her twisted. She's ready, not ready to rock real steady. Well, we
I'm
gonna
ready
let somebody
to go.
Else come up in here since we are ready to party. I'm coming to area code 312. Now, area code 312, I'm opening your line. You're going to announce yourself. 312, you're open.
Hello.
Go ahead.
Hi. Can you hear me?
Hi.
Hi, Daisy. It's
we
Mabel.
Hear you. Hi, Mabel.
Happy
how you doing,
birthday.
Baby?
Happy birthday, sweetheart.
Thank
may
you.
May God continue to bless you. Happy 70th birthday. What a milestone. What a blessing. I
thank
wish I
you.
To be there with you to pop some champagne, but we're going to do that soon.
Oh, yeah.
So I just want to tell you happy birthday. I can't wait till we get back on the road again. Like Willie Nelson saying, on the road again. I love that song. But man, we have so much fun, you know, when we share rooms and talk and stay up all night. So I just want to say may God continue to bless you. Give you strength. We're going to party like it's 1999 when we see each other again. You know how we do it with old school music. So I just want to say happy birthday. Beverly and Gwen, hello. And,
hello.
Many blessings
how
you
to doing, you. Sis?
Yes, happy birthday. I mean, I didn't say happy birthday to you, but how you doing well for you all? I haven't seen you, Beverly, since September last year. So
yes, been a minute. It's been a minute.
Well, we went to Hollywood. She was Marshall's Hollywood star. What a day! What a beautiful day! But I'm not going to stay on long. I know you probably got many people waiting to say something to you. You're such a popular lady. So I just want to say happy birthday. Happy birthday
to you.
And may God bless you.
Thank you.
Have a wonderful
love
evening,
you.
Everyone. Love you more.
And you as well. Hang
Thank
on if you.
You
can. And it's always good to hear your voice. Now, we're saving a lot for last, but 936 area codes, we're coming for you. So I'm opening your line so that you can chime on in here. It's going to be a party in a minute. 936, you're open. Area code 936.
You can be laughing.
Oh, my God. Let me just let the audience know.
Oh, boy.
If that was ever anybody's voice, that's reminiscent of so many great artists, and I know Charlie Wilson going to be coming for you with that song we just heard. That dance went going. Ladies and gentlemen, it is an honor, privilege, and a pleasure to present Daisy Queen of Diamonds Brown's artist, Mr. Clyde Anthony. What's happening?
Gotta be you, baby. Gotta be you. How are you doing?
Yeah, it's got to be Daisy Queen of Diamonds Brown on this line. It's got to be her. I wonder how she's doing.
You know, I was listening to you guys, and I was actually thinking there's a lot about her I don't know, and there's a lot of things I do, but for everybody that's listening, I just want to say happy birthday to you personally.
Thank you.
I called you earlier today and told you that, but, you know, let the world know.
Yeah.
You happy birthday. I also want them to know that you're probably the most wonderful person I ever met in my life.
Thank you. Woo.
Came in, and from the day I met you, things just... from left to right, and that's an easy way to see it. We have accomplished so much in the last 2 years that's unheard of. And the things that we're getting ready to do and with all the artists, and crazy, including that crazy woman you got on there, Joyce, your cousin. Yeah, let me talk about her while I got on there, too. I don't care.
Uh-oh, Bridget.
Yeah, she know I'm talking about. She know I'm talking about.
I had a feeling he was gonna say something about me.
Yeah, you know I'm gonna say something about you. Anyway, I think the world should know about you because you are so giving and caring, and I think that it's time for you to get paid, and I mean really paid.
Thank you.
And I'm so excited to know that I'm going to be the one that gives it to you. I am so happy to hear that. Well, I don't know what to tell you. I just love you. I just love you. You're great. You deserve everything that you're getting and more, and so much more. You've been there for a lot of people.
Thank you so much. Thank you. It's God. It's God.
And I just wanted to chime in right quick for everyone that is listening. See, Clyde Anthony said the magic word, getting paid. Now, y'all know that Zell is popping, MIZDAIZ at AOL.com. We want that Zell ringing. If you want to pop some dollars and her collar, okay? MIZDAIZ at AOL.com. That's her Zell, Queen of Diamonds. Give her roses while you can, all right? Go ahead on, Mr. Clyde Anthony, a.k.a. Barry White, a.k.a. You know, y'all, his voice, this is right here, one of them miracle times when I can actually listen to him. But go ahead. I heard you say something about paid, and I needed to drop that Zell.
It's
and we got to get this music going.
That's wonderful because, you know, I know you can't hang up the phone now. So that's what I want the world to know, that you can't stand to hear me talk, but you can now. So it's okay. I love you too.
Oh, Lord. Y'all. The Fine Family Channel celebrating Daisy Brown's birthday. I'm getting busted out by Mr. Clyde Anthony because I hung up in his face. Y'all, we were on a conference call with his manager here, and he got to talking like he's talking right now. I said, click. Okay, when I cannot distinguish between Barry White and Clyde Anthony, it's time to go. And now here I am stuck. But it's all right. It's all right. I'm bearing up. I'm bearing up, y'all. I got my cousin over there, Gwen, hanging with me. And Bridget right here. See, you heard we are family. And that's why I saved you for last.
Yeah. Yeah, but you know I was going to get my day sooner or later. You know it had to come sooner or later.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Wow. Love you much.
See,
enjoy your day. Enjoy your day and have all the cake you want today. You know,
thank
just
you.
Don't eat
just
none
today,
tomorrow.
Right?
Just today.
Just
I'm
going to
let you
okay.
off today, but tomorrow you got to get back on the grind.
Okay. Cake today, none tomorrow. I got you. What about ice cream? Can I have ice
cream? Y'all ain't gonna cupcake all through the party. Ladies and gentlemen, we are on Tribe Family Channel celebrating Daisy Brown's birthday. And as you can see, there's a whole bunch of cupcake going on that we are not privy to. And so we're going to slice into this cake right here.
And there you go.
Everybody else that's listening, we have some special birthday announcements. Daisy Queen of Diamonds Brown. I'm sorry about that. Papa Bear. Daisy Queen of Diamonds Brown.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. If your phone and ears haven't been ringing all day, I want you to know that Gerald Austin of the Manhattans sends his love.
Ooh.
He's getting around those airports. He says he will try his best to give you a call before he hits the port. But I think he already on that red eye because if he hasn't called in yet. And we had messages from Billy Griffith of the Miracles, Billy Brown, Ray Goodman and Brown, Marshall Thompson, the last man standing of the Shy Lights, is over there on a Zoom call. And if he don't stop texting me, talking about, wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute. So we're going to run some songs and try to wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute. But we are thankful, grateful. We love you. You have done just like Clyde Anthony says, you have done so much for so many through the music career that you have amassed. And just to know that David Russin was the gateway into your music career. And if anyone doesn't know the backstory, go back to some of the broadcasts on this platform, Tribe Family Channel. By the way, we had Archibald and the Drills on one day, and I think we had Mr. Clyde Anthony. But the rest is history. And Lenny Williams sends his love also. He's traveling. There are so many. But you know, you not too long were on the phone with Bo Henderson, on my phone, actually, with Bo Henderson of the Stylistics. And, of course, you once managed the Stylistics before Bo got on the
scene.
Correct.
That's not true. No,
okay.
Debbie Ewings, who was my best friend out there on the road, she was their road manager, but we traveled together. We did a lot of things. I was with the Shy Life. She was with the Stylistics. As a matter of fact, she was the tour manager for the 70 Soul Jam, which the Stylistics, Shy Life, Main Ingredient, Eddie Holman, the Emotions, all of the old school groups fell up under that. And was the tour manager and the road manager for the Stylistics.
And so we will correct our notes to reflect traveled with the Shy Lights. And I do believe you met your current artist, Clyde Anthony, right here on Tribe Family Channel. A little side note for anyone that is listening. I want you to know that you can launch from here to the spires. But in all seriousness, though, we love you. We honor all that you have done for us. I want to thank you for bringing me into the Dream Castle Villa and Dream Castle Villa pageant family.
Mm-hmm.
Gwen Nix sponsored me to New York twice. I almost lost my mind, y'all. And I just want everyone to be sure that they get their bookings for the Dream Castle Villa in Montego Bay, Jamaica. Everything is opening up. And as y'all know, we got to pay some bills around here. So hang tight, and we will be right back for another round of words and music.
Ever wanted to get away from it all? Maybe an inexpensive honeymoon, or even a second honeymoon, or just a mini vacation for the two of you? Now you can. You can go to the Shy Lights home, away from home, when they're not on tour. It's called the Shy Lights Dream Castle Villa, where you can relax in luxurious surroundings, where the staff and all amenities are at your full disposal. Their private gated villa offers 24-hour on-property security. Dream Castle Villa is just 20 minutes away from the newly constructed International Airport in Montego Bay, Jamaica. Enjoy incredible views of the Caribbean Sea and the Iron Shore Golf Course. The Shy Lights Dream Castle Villa is a relaxing, soothing, and romantic experience that's excellent for small private weddings, wedding renewals, engagements, anniversaries, or just a mini vacation for two. For reservations, visit their website at dreamcastlevilla.com or call toll-free at 888-747-9802 and see what other luxuries await you. Relax, just like the Shy Lights at the Shy Lights Dream Castle Villa, and hold on to your dreams.
Ah, Suta.
Say what?
Whole lot of cupcakes going on.
Minister, that I'm too young to let you know just where I'm from. But you will see.
Sing, Riri, sing.
Hey, y'all. All right, we're live on Talk Family Channel. Celebrating Daisy Brown's birthday party. And I want to thank everybody for tuning in. Daisy Brown, I know that you have a lot of memories that you could very well share with us, just like you straightened me out about having traveled with the Stylistics. See, there's a lot of people that want you to write that book. And you know where the bone's at, y'all. But
you are crazy.
We have shared so many, many fond memories right here on Tribe Family Channels, Soul School Music with Marshall Thompson. You have produced so many shows. We have shared fond memories. We came into our acquaintance in the season of honoring Cuba Gooding Sr.
Yes.
I know that you and Cuba always celebrated your birthdays together, and I would like for you to share with our audience just a little bit about that special closeness. I can't even imagine, because the couple of times that I was so blessed to speak with him, his laughter is magnetic.
True.
And I was able to associate a voice and a laughter to that glowing smile. And I can't even imagine how, for those that really were his true close friends, how that type of beautiful love could have ever evolved. So before you go anywhere with those thoughts about Cuba, I'm going to give you an opportunity to compose everything that you may want to tell us. And we're going to be right back with those words from you after this.
Everyone must play fair. All you beginners know that you got to start somewhere.
Celebrated hers on April 29th. So, Queen of Diamonds, Daisy Brown.
Yes.
Tell us about your love for Cuba Gooding Sr.
Well, we developed a really special relationship. We accidentally found out that our birthdays were so close together. We were touring a lot of times together, the 70s Soul Jam. Shylight's the main ingredient. So it became a thing that we would get together either by phone or whatever and celebrate. And then we found out that Snoop Dogg's mom was the same day as Cuba. So it was the three of us at that time. We would get together and we would just, you know, talk and be happy about the closeness, the relationship that we had developed. And, of course, my artist, Clyde Anthony, and Cuba had developed a very close relationship as well, because they had done several shows together, and they became very good friends who Clyde often talks about the closeness and the relationship and the fellowship that they had developed between the two of them. Cuba was a very outgoing person. He loved life. He had that great big smile and boisterous laughter. He was just a genuine fellow as far as I'm concerned, and I've truly, truly missed him. And now that Beverly Broaddus Green has gone, who was Snoop's mom, and Cuba's gone, now I'm celebrating by myself. And I've also I found out that Ron Banks was a Taurus as well. And his birthday is this month, and he's left us as well. So it seems like I'm carrying the torch of Taurus by myself right now, but it's all good because I have such great memories of my relationships with those people. And I miss them. And I know that they're in a better place and that I'm grateful for the impact that they had on my life, because Snoop's mom, she was an evangelist and she was a beautiful lady. So I've had some really wonderful people to come into my life on the road, and mainly because of Marshall Thompson. And I have to take my hat off to him because he gave me so much leeway in helping me to learn the music industry. And it's something that I will never forget. I'll cherish the rest of my life.
Amen. Amen to that. There was something that you said that reminded me of something.
Uh-oh.
Lord, have mercy.
Uh-oh, it's dangerous.
Yeah, well, I guess you ain't the only one that's acquiring some silver sage in this age. I am having a senior moment. I have forgotten. But I'm just thankful and grateful also. And like I said, it was right around this time in 2016 that we were able to come together here on Tri-Family Channel Soul School Music and produce some amazing shows. And my senior moment has recovered, I wanted to say.
That's wonderful.
I wanted to tell everyone that that used to contact Cuba that his cell phone has never been turned off. And I know you know that already, Mama.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, of your closeness. And, of course, I always report that, you know, I've texted and but I never call, I text, and I just always express our love for Cuba. And his family always responds. So the other day I text happy birthday in heaven to Cuba and that we love and miss him. And they responded with a heart. And it's just amazing how someone so beautiful can touch so many lives. And you also had a birthday message come in from Mr. Stan Austin of The Main Ingredient.
Wonderful.
So,
thank you.
Yes. So we just wanted to make sure that you received your roses. We're going to have another quick song break, and we'll be right back to have some more words. And everyone that's not rattling and rolling in the background, your line is open. You see how quiet it is? But if your line doesn't appear to be open, I want you to settle yourself and stop all that rustling, and I'll reopen the line, open the door, and let you back in the party. Here we go.
My heart's on fire. Come to me, come to me.
Turner up in here, live on Tribe Family Channel. This is Daisy, the Queen of Diamonds Brown's birthday party. And we still got people flocking in, flocking in, flocking in. So I'm going to open up area code 201. Area code 201, you're up in the party. You want to say hello to Daisy Brown and tell us who you are?
Yes, I'm Gerald Alston, and I just wanted to call and wish from the Manhattans to wish Daisy a happy, 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 happy birthday, and we wish her many, many, many more.
Thank you, Gerald. Oh, I love you so much.
Thank you.
I really appreciate this call. Are you guys back home? Are you back
home? No, we're on the cruise. We're leaving in about another 5 or 10 minutes. We're departing for Ensenada, Mexico. We're on a Carnival cruise, the old school Carnival cruise.
Oh, my goodness. Well, safe travel to you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Wow. Wow.
Yes.
Well, Mr. Gerald Austin, there are a few people. This is Beverly, by the way. How you doing?
Mm-hmm. I am good.
All right. Yeah. Mr. Gerald Austin, you know, it's always a pleasure. And there are some new things happening in Ms. Daisy Brown's life that everybody is being brought up to speed on. So if you don't mind, in a few little short minutes, I would like to bring you up to speed, too. She has a new artist that she is managing. His name is Clyde Anthony, and he has toured with many groups such as the Intruders, the Spinners, the Temptations, the Stylistics, the Delphonics, the Five Steps, and while becoming good friends with Peebo Bryson and Cuba Gooding Sr. from the group The Main Ingredient. In 1978 through 83, he sang lead vocals in the live band. The group recorded its song entitled Stretch Your Stuff and was released by the Sounds of Brooklyn. Well, this man has a new album coming out. He is on the line. Here is a little taste and a sample. Oh, my goodness. You make me think of Tyler Wilson when he sings. Yeah, wow. All of those good things. Now, I know you're about to travel, but if you don't mind, please, you hear that? Listen to that. He ought to be ashamed of himself. Clyde Anthony, I know you hear every word I'm saying. I can barely listen to him, Mr. Gerald Austin, because of his voice. But, Mr. Gerald Austin, it is an honor, privilege, and a pleasure to introduce to you the only other person that can sing in this party, Mr. Clyde Anthony.
What's up, Clyde?
How are you doing, brother?
I am doing just fine. Doing fine.
Wow.
Congratulations. Yeah.
Thank you.
Congratulations. To you and Miss Daisy.
Oh, yes. Thank you so much. It's an honor to speak with you. I've always listened to you for years and years, and you've always been one of my favorite vocalists.
Thank you.
I admire what you do. I just hope that I can just add a few more memories out there along with you guys and see what happens,
Come on, do it.
But
I'm honored. Come on.
Hey, you know what?
Ooh, Lord.
And I would love to write something for you. I really would.
Okay, well, Daisy know how to reach me. Just hook it up.
I sure do.
I would love
now,
to let you hear what I have.
No, it's a party, and he about to get on that cruise, but I will tell you this. Ooh, Mr. Austin, when I tell you Mr. Clyde Anthony has a repertoire as long as those satin suits you be wearing when you singing on those stages, okay?
Ahead,
now, let
girl.
Me tell you about this man. Look, y'all, if y'all go to YouTube, everybody, and look up A Change Gonna Come, by Gerald Austin, and you will never, I mean, you will never be the same. Do you hear the words that are coming out of my mouth?
Make you tremble.
Thank you. Thank you.
So you stay as crisp and as sharp and as smooth and as black and as beautiful as you've always been, and we thank you.
Thank you.
And we love
you. I'm glad I was able to make it. Love you, too. Love Miss Daisy. Yes. And happy birthday again, darling.
Thank you so much. You made my, you helped to make my night. Yes, indeed.
Well, I'm glad.
Safe travel to you and the guys. Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. God bless you.
Y'all
in touch soon.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, now, there ain't nobody that can follow Mr. Gerald Austin, but we going to try.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, shoot, I done forgot about Gerald already.
Uh-uh, you need to stop your mess, girl. You crazy.
Celebrating Daisy Brown, the Queen of Diamonds, y'all. You're live on Tri Family Channel celebrating Daisy, the Queen of Diamonds, Brown's birthday party. And we are so happy for your participation. Now, I had planned to tell you all about her new artist, but when Mr. Gerald Austin came up in there like he did, I had to get out as much as I could in that amount of time. Okay. We can't be missing nary moment, okay? They said, stay ready and you ain't got to get ready. And guess what? I was ready. So, as we return back to the show with a more mellow tempo, this also pertains this also pertains to Ms. Daisy Brown. We love you too. So this is about you, Mr. Clyde Anthony. Now, this man will be dropping an album. I don't know what the name of this masterful fusion of R&B, soul, adult, contemporary, and blues will be. Okay? But he has so many songs. Y'all just hold on. And let me tell you about him. As one of the singers for 8 years from the famed group The Drells, Clyde Anthony's new album will be showcasing a strong and powerful voice, which has been compared to singers such as Mr. Gerald LaVert, Jerry Butler, and Barry White, with strong background influences from Marvin Gaye, Stevie Wonder, The Spinners, and Peabo Pryson. Now, this album will bring you back to all these groups all wrapped up in one artist, but he going to take you to a whole nother level. Repeat after me. A whole nother level. Now, Clyde Anthony, under previous management, has toured with many groups such as The Intruders, The Spinners, The Temptations, The Stylistics, The Delphonics, and The Five Stair Steps. While doing this, he became good friends with Peabo Pryson and Cuba Gooding Sr. from the group The Main Ingredients. From 1978 to 1983, he sang lead vocals in the live band. The group recorded its hit song entitled Strut Your Stuff, which is what Daisy Brown been doing today, which was released by The Sound of Brooklyn. He also sang lead vocals on the band's hit recording entitled A Chance for Hope. See, and we need to bring that back around, because if there's anything we need right now, worldwide, it's a chance for hope. If we just had a chance for hope. See, he had the honor of also performing with the late, great King Curtis in Nassau. Let me say that again for the back row. He had the honor of also performing with the late, great King Curtis in Nassau. He was later sought out by Motown and was asked by Tom Bell to produce an album for him. Today, Clyde Anthony writes, arranges, not only for himself, but for so many other groups as well. Okay, and let me just add my little two cents. He is so sure of his prowess, he will put Gerald Austin on the spot. Man, hold up before you get on that thing. You need to hear this. See, he stays in that studio. Daisy Brown ain't got to worry about this artist. If she wants to crank out an album every quarter, he got her covered. Okay, so if you are within the sound of our ears, and you own some stages that can hold an artist such as the ones that you have heard tonight, then you need to contact MIVDAIV at AOL.com. That's also Zelle. See how AOL and Zelle go together? MIVDAIV at AOL. Zelle.com. Now listen, y'all. That is the one thing that you best do about her. Okay. Otherwise, she does have a child that don't have it all. And we're gonna hit some music on that note.
Oh, my Lord.
Ever read it, Lord? 'Cause I've been
birthday celebration for Daisy, the Queen of Diamonds Brown. But you know what? We like to keep it fashionably timely around here, y'all. So guess what?
This legendary supergroup formed in the late 50s as two separate groups, the Chanteurs and the Desideros, joined forces in the early 60s to become Marshall and the Highlights. In 1964, they changed their name in tribute to their hometown, Chicago, and became the Chi-Lights. The hits started coming in 1971 and 1972 with Have You Seen Her and Old Girl, each selling over 1 million copies. In 2000, they were inducted into the Rhythm and Blues Foundation. In 2005, the Vocal Group Hall of Fame. And in 2013, the R&B Music Hall of Fame. Their music has been heard around the world as well as movies. In 1996, they appeared in Original Gangsters, Only the Strong Survive in 2002, and recently the movie trailer for the Disney picture Finding Dory. They continue to wow audiences worldwide.
Ladies and gentlemen, live on Tribe Family Channel, celebrating Daisy, the Queen of Diamonds Brown's birthday party, we have her godbrother, the last man standing, Mr. Marshall Thompson. What's happening, Godfather?
Yeah, Friday afternoon. I just got off of Zoom. You all having a great time out here. Hey,
yeah,
hi there.
Thank you.
Happy birthday. I call you the beautiful queen this morning. I see you seen that on your write-up.
Yeah, thank you so much.
I thank you for all the great years that you put in with me, with this group, and we got that star in Hollywood, but you was part of that, okay?
Yes, thank you.
You held me together. When I was going left field, you took me to right field, and we ended up in the strip field.
Everybody, your line is open. I suggest y'all start talking if you want to say hello to Mr. Marshall Thompson as you hear the God brother and the God sister. So y'all can channel in this party because we only have one song left. So who's in the house?
Hello.
Oh, they're quiet as a church house mouse right now. Everybody's line is open. But Godfather, we want to thank you for going from Zoom calls to interviews to everywhere, doing your thing and taking the time to acknowledge what you just said. You said to Daisy, you held us together. Now, you know what? Ain't nothing like some glue in your life, yeah?
Real talk.
I know that's right. Well, that's what we wanted. We wanted her to get her roses, you know, and she's doing some other things that's going to be coming down the pipeline. We're so happy for her. And Godfather, if you got 2 minutes, I want you to hear something.
Uh-oh.
Here we go at this party. And anybody on this line that's sick of this record, too bad.
I can't be.
I don't want it said that Sugar didn't admit when he got beat down. So why don't you do me that again till I say surely right.
Girl, you know what I'm willing to do.
You know you wait.
Bring your slippers and be faithful and true.
Baby, wait.
Oh, you blow your phone.
I'm waiting, I'm waiting.
I've been waiting for you, baby, since the day you were born. Hey!
Met
my heart is a little too relaxed. A little bit too relaxed.
You turned me on to me.
Oh,
oh, and that can't be good for me.
Really can't, really can't, really can't. I said I think I'll met my mind.
My heart is a little too relaxed.
Relaxed. You turned me on too easily.
And that can't be.
Coming out by Clyde Anthony, who also happens to be the new artist of Daisy Brown, and we are celebrating her birthday. We've got the godfather of vocal groups, Marshall Thompson, on the line, and guess what, y'all? We got Clyde Anthony up in here, too, along with other friends, family, and loved ones. What's happening, Mr. Clyde Anthony? Say hello to the godfather.
How you doing, godfather?
How you doing?
I'm
sounds
fine.
Good.
Long time no hear from.
Right on. You're sounding good. Great.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. I appreciate it. We're working on it.
Well,
we're working
that's
on
everybody
it.
Everybody has to keep working on it. You know what I mean? You're doing a good job.
Sir. Yes, sir. Thank you. I appreciate
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
You.
Mm-hmm. That voice, that voice is very strong.
He got that Barry White thing going, Godfather. What you say, Godfather? He didn't hear you. His voice is what?
I say he has a very strong voice.
You got him taken back.
Oh,
yeah,
well, you know,
he got
I had
that very strong voice. Go ahead, Mr. Anthony.
I actually, I was going to... sing a little song to Daisy, but I think I'll just pass on that and just be glad that she's in my life.
Uh-huh.
Thank you so much. Well, now that might be nice for you to say, but Baby Bear over here want to hear the song. And so if y'all don't mind, we're going to take a quick commercial, and we're going to give Mr. Clyde Anthony a minute to clear his chops while he gets ready to give us the closing song for this party. Y'all didn't know we had that surprise live going for you on Tribe Family Channel right after this commercial, y'all.
You know the name.
You saw their story on Unsung.
You remember the hit.
Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for the legendary Shine Light featuring Marshall Thompson.
For over 50 years, the legendary Shine Lights have performed all over the world to standing room only crowds.
And now here's a brand new hook.
from the only original remaining member of this fabulous group. The book is entitled Last Man Standing by Marshall Johnson, which chronicles the group's rise to fame with two number one hits and dozens of Billboard top 10 hits. The Shylights were forced to be reckoned with. Last Man Standing is the story of a personal side of a man who sang about love, romance, and dreams. It will have you laughing out loud one moment and tearing at your heartstrings the very next. Last Man Standing by the legendary Marshall Johnson. Available at Barnes & Noble, Amazon, and eBooks.
All right, we're back live at Daisy Brown's birthday party, and it's an honor that we have the godfather of vocal groups, her godbrother.
My big brother.
That's right. Okay. And, you know, just so many endearing friends and family that have called in, whose lines are still open, by the way, but they're quiet as a church house mouse, and that's fine. Because, you
I'm
know
still
what?
Here, though.
I bet you they finger popping. I bet you y'all
I'm
finger popping. Well, if anybody wants to say hello to Mr. Marshall Thompson, the last man standing of the Shylights, this is your opportunity. We're going to close out this show with a selection by Mr. Clive Anthony, and then Daisy Brown will say the final word. So anybody, go ahead, say what you got to say to anybody that's here.
Hey, Uncle Marshall, this is Bridget from Baltimore. Love you, baby.
Hey, how you doing? The same here. Have a great time. I know you're enjoying yourself today. I'm a great show to have.
No, I'm not.
Not doing anything.
That's all I can listen to. A good show. That's great right there.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
we're here live, yeah, and we're breathing.
Amen.
And we're here.
Yep.
Yeah.
Amen. And we're
all
here.
That matters.
And I know I hear my sister, Miss Mabel, somewhere in the,
I'm here.
Is Mabel still?
Good evening,
uh-huh.
Godfather.
Right on.
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Good evening, Godfather.
Mabel be having so much going on, Godfather. She's saying good evening, but let me tell you something. We could be saying congratulations, good evening, everything. When I want to know what's going on, I go to Mabel's page. You know, Godfather Gerald Austin just left too, and Mabel was as quiet as a church house mouse. Was like, I don't know, as close as she and Gerald is. I don't know what's in the, over there. I forgot you was over there, Miss Mabel. But y'all say what y'all got to say. We're about to close off this party. And Mr. Clyde Anthony, are you ready?
I'm getting there.
He's getting there. Well, I tell you what,
Clyde, you sound good.
Yeah, I can give you 3 bars of it.
No, we want the whole song, and so we'll be right back after this last song from Clyde Family Channel. And Mr. Clyde Anthony, I'm gonna mute your line so you can clear your voice. Practice whatever you need to practice. Your line is muted through this song, and we want to hear our last and final song like you promised us. You know I paid for that song. Here we go. See, this is what people be trying to claim about this Daisy Brown. Everybody wants to say she's there.
Don't think I'm sick of looking at you. All of them wishing they could have you. And that's a miserable factor. A bunch of them are for you to scratch them.
because ain't no telling what might fly out of his mouth live on Tri Family Channel celebrating Daisy Brown's birthday. Daisy Brown, you got to tell us how you feel before we reopen Mr. Anthony, Clyde Anthony's line. How do you feel today? Like the Godfather said, we're here.
A true blessing from God, and I'm so grateful. A lot of my family was not able to call in tonight because my sister-in-law is celebrating her 80th birthday tonight, so most of them are there celebrating. My 11-year-old nephew is the DJ for the night, so everybody's out there supporting him. So I've got my phone's been jumping off the hook all day today with them thanking, you know, wishing me a happy birthday and everything. I'm just truly grateful. I joined the 70 Club, and God has been so good to me in spite of all of the things that are going on in the world. I'm still here. I've got some beautiful people in my life, and I couldn't ask for a better situation. And Beverly, I love you for doing this. Gwen, Mabel, you know what I think of you. Bridget, I don't even have to say anything to you. MT,
no, you don't.
You know, we got almost 52 years together, so there's not too much I need to say about that. And then with Mr. Anthony, I'm just so grateful that he's a part of my life because he is opening some doors for me that I was afraid to try to travel down. You know, I've always been a behind-the-scenes person, and he's pushing me out in the forefront, and I'm grateful for that.
Well, we love you, and I love you, and, you know, the Godfather brought us together. Godfather, what were you thinking when you what happened that day? You said you sent me Daisy's number. You said get with her.
One question, though. Did I mention you, Gwen?
Gwen had to leave the building, and yes, you did.
Okay, because that is my baby. That's one of the children that I never had. Another mother had them for me. Gwen and you're my two children. So.
And she loves her some you too.
I'm sorry.
Well, that's okay. And just as a reminder, Gwen loves her some Mama D. And
she
did send out an inquiry. It's called Zelle, and it goes by MIZBAIZ@AOL.com. Zelle. That's from her loving daughter, Gwen. And now back to these wonderful participants of this party. We love you. Godfather, you want to say anything? Bridget, Mabel, this is your time to give your last words for Daisy. Give her roses and her kisses and, you know, all those sweet things that you have for her. And then Mr. Clyde Anthony is going to sing us on out of here. So, Godfather, last words, and then I go to the ladies. Godfather, you still there?
Uh-oh.
All right, well, you know he be zoom, zoom, zooming, y'all. Bridget, are you still there?
Yes, dear, I'm here. Yes.
Any final words?
Okay. Yes, happy birthday again to my dear sweet cousin, and thanks for all the experiences that you have given me out on the road and trying to help
me as far as
my career. You know, you've been trying to help me with my career for years. It hasn't jumped off yet, but I know it's coming. And I'm happy and blessed to have you in my corner waiting to party with you.
Amen. Thank you, sweetie. Ditto.
Mabel?
I'm here.
Uh-oh.
Any final words you'd like to give?
Yes, Daisy, I just want to say happy birthday again. May God continue to bless you. I love you, and I love our conversations we have in the morning. in the late night,
yes.
reminiscing, going down memory
yes.
lane. But
mm-hmm.
I just want to say that you are such an inspiration, such a
thank you.
Model in the entertainment industry, wealth of information. That's why I like talking to you. And you deserve all your roses. So
thank
may
you
God
so
continue
much.
To bless you, sweetheart. And you know
thank
how much
you.
I love you.
Oh, yeah. Ditto. Love you, too.
Okay.
And
night,
I
everyone.
Also... And good night, sweetie, but we're about to close it out. But not without me being able to also say you came into my life by way of Marshall Thompson of the Shy Lights. We have been on Soul School Music doing our thing. We have had some of the most amazing artists and people on the show, beautiful conversations, and we have curated music history like I have never imagined that we are now converting into book form. And I'm excited. This is the second to the last broadcast for Tribe Family Channel. I am going on hiatus to bring the books to fruition, and I'm looking forward to working even more closely with you and hashing out all of the final details before, you know, we really make a different entrance into the paradigm that we've created. And so I just want to thank you. You know, I love you. I call you and talk to you every day, whether I'm happy, mad, sad. You have allowed me to just dump everything in your lap, and I've cried like a baby. You have wiped my tears. You've given me sage motherly wisdom and advice. There has been many times that I have called you to let you know that if you don't intervene in this, we ain't gonna eat. And I just, you know, really have grown very, very, I mean, very close to this woman, y'all. And I love you. I just wanted you to have your roses, and we are definitely here to give you a standing ovation. God bless you and continue to give you much success in the new endeavors that is upon your journey, respectively with you and Clyde Anthony musically. And so it's just a pleasure to continue as family. So God bless you. Happy birthday from Tribe Family Channel, Soul
Thank
School
you.
Music, Hip Hop,
so
Don't Stop, and
All
Gumbo
right.
for the Soul International.
All right. Thank you
and
so
me.
Much. And I love you.
And I love you too.
Thank you.
And ladies and gentlemen, the last voices that you will hear will be of Daisy Brown and Clyde Anthony, because as we enter into a new paradigm of music artistry, these two are making miracles happen, creating jobs, y'all. I mean, there's a team that has come together, and we have our sleeves rolled up. We're in this. They are serious about this music, about the messages, and I am thankful and grateful that you both took this musical journey together, met here on Tribe Family Channel, and decided that you both had what it takes to create music lanes that will not only continue to open doors for yourselves, but you've also allowed others to be introduced to you so that you can introduce them to your different teams. It's a growing thing, and we do see it as a music family. So we also want to let you know that Xavier called earlier to say happy birthday to you, Daisy.
Oh, thank you.
And so, again, we thank you. Enjoy your birthday. Enjoy your flowers. And Mr. Clyde Anthony, go ahead and take us on home.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I want to tell you how much I love you and appreciate you. I don't understand what's wrong with my plan, 'cause I feel this way. And let the truth be told, that deep down in my soul, when you hear me say, please stay, I'll stay right here. My friends keep telling me, just wait and see what she's gonna do. But deep down in my heart, said I knew from the start, I was in love with you, God. You caught me, you could have bought me sugar for free, yeah. I've got to let you in, I can't pretend, when you mean the world, you mean the world to me. Happy birthday.
My God, thank you so much. That was beautiful. That was just
so
beautiful.
Welcome.
Thank you. Deep down in my soul. Okay. I just love you guys so much, and I appreciate this more than you ever know. And God is just so wonderful. We didn't get a lot of calls in, but you know who was supposed to be here is here. And I always say that it's time. When it's time, it's time, and you can't do anything about that. And I love you guys so much.
We love you.
And it was supposed to be the intimate setting it was created to be.
Yes.
And happy birthday, continued blessings, and keep imagining all the best for yourself. Good night.
I will. Good night, all.
Good night, all. And thank you for being here, everyone. Good night, Mabel. Good night, Bridget.
Good night.
God bless
good
you.
Good night.
Good night, Mr.
Good night,
Anthony.
Honey.
Good night,
all
everybody.
Right.
You're still listening.
Good night.
And we just really want to say again, congratulations on your new artist. We hear success running through his veins, okay? And if
thank
I could have hung up the phone, I would have hung up a long time ago, you guys. But I was stuck like Chuck.
And he knew it. But it's that he got that whole Barry White, Larry Graham, Charlie Wilson, all wrapped up into Clyde Anthony. And if y'all don't get the CDs when they're dropping, something is seriously going to happen. You're going to miss out, and you will be saddened because where God is taking these, where God is taking these two, there is a musical journey unfolding. There's so many other people that's making things happen behind the scenes with them. They have formed a solid team. And so definitely if you feel as though you want to back this production, I'm going to say it one more time. MIZDAIZ at AOL.com. When you hear L, it rhymes with Zell. MIZDAIZ at AOL.com. Back this production, y'all. You know what it takes to really put an artist out there, and we really have to say, congratulations to you, Daisy Brown.
You
went ahead and took your shot, and I think you have a winner. And so God bless you, and we want to salute you, and we want to send this song out to you from Tribe Family Channel. Here's your roses. God bless you. We love
Thank
you.
You.
Good night.
Thank you. Good night.
Good night, everyone. God bless.
So right now, ladies and gentlemen, it is star time, and we would like to bring to you the stars of our show, all the way from the Windy City, the fabulous, the insurmountable, the incomparable, the mighty, mighty Delta. Ladies and gentlemen, let's give them a gracious round of applause.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. You know, we're mighty glad to be here today. And although we're the stars of the show, we know that there ain't no day. Because behind every star, that's behind every great man, there is a woman. And I want to tell you out there that if you are a man, you've got a woman. And I think you should take a little time out to salute that woman and give that woman a great big round of applause.
Yeah.
Tri-Family Channel. Tri-Family Channel.